Hey, mamas. Recently in one of our group coaching classes, I was reminded of the power of physical movement, not just emotional and spiritual. In fact, it's actually not surprising that it's all commingled. This becomes even more evident when we're being stretched to our limits, like you are right now in divorce. And yes, I'm going to share what Wonder Woman and her fabulous famous stance, hands on hips, about to take off in her transformational spin, has to do with it all. Besides, who couldn't use a little empowerment and transformation right about now? The other day in a private client session, one of my mamas said, "Oh shit, this really is happening." She was referring to her divorce process, how she got so caught up in filing documents, communicating with her attorney, negotiating, etc., that for a moment she was able to put her emotions on the side. Well, you can imagine how long that lasted. There will be much that comes up during this divorce, vacillating between feelings and doubts. That's all perfectly normal because this is your life, not a real estate transaction, and you're not a robot. You may not be able to control many of the circumstances swirling about you, but you can control how you take care of yourself, and you are allowed to call on your inner superhero. And yes, you have one. There's a Wonder Woman within you, and your divorce needs her right now. That's what I want to talk to you about today. I'm calling this conversation a Wonder Woman divorce. Hi there, mamas. Welcome to the Intuitive Divorce Podcast. I'm Kristen Noel, certified divorce coach and creator of the Best Self Intuitive Divorce, a game-changing program that transforms the experience and outcomes of divorce one mother at a time. I call it divorcing differently. I'm here each week bringing you a quick message to support, inspire, and empower you to achieve the outcomes you want for yourself and your kids. So, let's dive into today's episode. Admittedly, divorce isn't typically synonymous with feeling super empowered. It's usually quite the opposite, right? A time of tremendous disempowerment. But I'm here to tell you that's the old narrative of divorce. That's an old script, and you're the author of this chapter and all those to come. I don't take those words or divorce lightly. I don't expect you to see or feel that way right now, but I witness it every day with the women I coach, the ones who lean in and activate their intuition, inner wisdom, and heart. Now, don't think for one second that means they don't stand in their power while doing it. To the contrary. Think Linda Carter, Wonder Woman, circa late 1970s. I want you to channel the superhero within you. She's there, just waiting to be unleashed. Let's take a step back for a moment. If you're doubting there's a superhero within you, let me point out where you've already shown up as her. First off, you birth babies. Women do miraculous things every day and just carry on business as usual, just another day at the office. You run businesses, households, families, communities. You take on birthday parties, meal preps, soccer practice, carpooling, scheduling, holidays, laundry, vacations, homework, and bedtime, all in a given day. And you do it with a smile on your face, not to mention how you're faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Hey, this doesn't just get reserved for Superman alone. Was any of the above on his to-do list? But I digress. The problem is that you are not only taking on everything, you make it seem easy, so everyone else sits back and allows you to. Meanwhile, the truth is that you're exhausted, depleted, feel like you're suffocating, and don't recognize yourself any longer. Ring any bells? This isn't a good setup for life or divorce. You've got some big decisions to make and some tough conversations to have. And accordingly, you'll have some big feelings emerging along with it. That's why I always beat this drum. How you get through this matters. You may not be able to control many of the circumstances swirling about you, but you can control how you take care of yourself, how you reach out for support, and how you embrace the fact that you are worthy of nurturing. And another thing, you are allowed to live while divorcing. You are allowed to still have fun, to laugh, and to be playful, and to make room for parts of yourself that have long been shoved aside to reemerge. Speaking of laughing, I want to tell you about something that one of the wonderful mamas in our group coaching program shared with us in class recently. First off, as I always say, our class is a sacred space for mamas to connect to their tribe, to come as they are in all the feels, to be held, witnessed, and supported. It's where we keep it real, without judgment, without shame, without guilt, and where we're lifted through laughters and tears. While the mamas are all in different places in their divorce process, some preparing to share with their spouses that they want a divorce, and others who are well in the weeds of negotiations, suffice it to say, there are ups, downs, and all-arounds to navigate. This one mama told us about a theater practice that actors employ when they're feeling nervous or lacking confidence before a big performance. Sound familiar? You know what they do? They strike a pose, a Wonder Woman pose. Imagine this dance. Hands on hips, shoulders back, chest pushed forward, exuding confidence. Remember, when Linda Carter struck that pose, she was about to go into her famous spin and to transform. Same goes for you and your divorce, mama. When you're having a shitty moment, feeling undermined, afraid, unsettled, strike a pose. Breathe. Laugh. Remember who you are. We joked in class that mamas should wear their Wonder Woman panties, and I found some on Amazon, FYI, when they're about to have the talk with their ex or show up in a court appearance or mediation or any other triggering moment. And as silly as that may sound initially, when we strike a pose or turn on some music or break out into dance, shaking off the funk, we are moving energy. We are exhaling stress, releasing pent-up combustion, and telling the cells of our body that we can be scared and do scary things, i.e., face our own fears and advocate for ourselves. It's so important to find ways to interrupt deflating patterns of thought and behavior. Go ahead. Buy yourself some Wonder Woman underwear or strike a pose in the mirror before heading into a triggering situation. What do you have to lose? A little stress? Strain? And unnecessary suffering? If you are suffering in any way, mama, life is beckoning to you. Something needs to change. Something needs to heal. Something needs to be supported. And that's you. Are you ready to reclaim your power? Are you ready to say yes to life? Are you ready to transform? It's what I help women just like you do every day. And nothing gives me greater pleasure than to see them activate all that has been dormant within them for far too long. I'm just a phone call away if you want what they're having. And in the meantime, give it a whirl and unleash that fabulous, intuitive, badass Wonder Woman in you. It's our little secret. Thanks for listening to today's episode, but more importantly, for making this time for yourself. If you're a professional, independent mother facing off with divorce, struggling with your emotions, worried about your kids and your future, and want a better way to navigate it all, I've got two ways to completely change the trajectory of your divorce and your life starting today. The first is our free divorce workshop. In this training, you'll learn the three steps to get off the emotional roller coaster and take control of your divorce so you can save time, money, and heartache for you and your family. Simply go to intuitivedivorce.com/workshop. And the second way is to book a free strategy call with our team, where we'll dive into your situation, your struggles, what you really want, and outline a path to get you there. For a short video and the booking link, go to intuitivedivorce.com/call. Check it out, and I'll see you inside. Now I have a favor to ask you, Mama. If you enjoyed this conversation and were inspired in your own divorce, please subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss future juicy talks. And I'd be so grateful if you'd leave a review so together we can help other mamas walking in the same shoes.